I floated there, eyes closed, shattered and warm, protected in his arms. I could forget all the danger outside these walls and let darkness be my shelter here. I could let wickedness be my sanctuary, perversion my therapy, and a monster be my lover. And today, Jen and I are talking about Her Soul to Take by Harley
LaRoe.
I was going to say LaRoux, but yeah, L-A-R-O-U-X. Yeah.
Yeah, LaRoe.
So,
Yeah.
Are we ready to rate now?
Totally.
Like, under a minute, we're done. So I think that I didn't read the blurb to this book going in. So okay. I had no idea what to expect. So I was mildly surprised. I think it did take me a minute to get into it. Mm-hmm. I did not like her. She falls into the category of too stupid to live. She's constantly, it's also one of those things where I think we've talked about this previously. I don't know if in episodes or just in discussions where you have a main character. And even though, so in this case, it's the female main character. And then you have the main male character. She doesn't believe or listen to the main male character, but she gets an anonymous letter or something from somebody. And all of a sudden, oh, well, they have to be right. They have to be true. Yeah. I'm going to believe them over this person over here who's trying to keep me alive, even though they're a demon and I don't like them. I hate that. I absolutely, what makes you think that a complete stranger, why would you trust them over somebody who you're literally having sex with and is trying to save your life? Like, I don't get it. Anyways. That was one thing I didn't like. So we're jumping into what I didn't like. I did not like that. I like the idea of the cult and like the history of the God under the mountain or whatever. I wish we would have got more of that. I felt like that aspect was really clever and there could have just been so much more woven into the story. Like we didn't need another scene of him dominating her with fear. Like, yes, I know it's a romance. Obviously, people are going to hate. Like, we don't need that much sex. Like, we get it. The sex is hot. They get off on fear. Like, that's fine. Like, why, as Jen and I were prepping for this, I don't know if I missed it or it wasn't clear, but I didn't understand why now was the time to start sacrificing the three souls to the god under the mountain or in the mine shaft or whatever now, even though it had been like 100+ years since the miners were saved. So I just felt like there were some plot holes in there that could have made the story better. But I really liked Leon the demon. Leon, yeah, L-E-O-N. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, Leon.
And he was just like
very hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, damn it. Fell in love with this idiot.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That's exactly what it was. And I was like, yes, you understand that you're fucked because you fell in love with an idiot. Okay, who doesn't want to listen to you, who doesn't believe anything, even though she knows it all to be true.
Yeah.
There were so many avenues that it could have just went. And, you know, and then the cult people using, you know, other demons and monsters to like track her. And
yeah,
I just think that there was a lot of potential and it fell short because they went for the sex instead of the story, which is fine. Apparently, everybody loves that. But I feel like when you're creating this world or this mythology or like magic or like whatever, because it carries on in the other books, like, if I remember correctly, the other two books are almost happening at the same time. So you're getting three different versions of how until the third book where it comes to the end of defeating the god is my understanding on how it works.
Oh, okay.
Because the god doesn't get defeated in the end of book one.
Right, yeah.
You know, there's only one person who apparently can defeat it, but you have these other two storylines that are helping to make it weak. And I think that's a phenomenal way and probably really hard to do if you think about it. But the first book is just, I wish it would have been better on that front.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't. Yeah. I got nothing else.
Was there anything that you liked about, other than like Leon, because he was super hot?
I liked her kink. I haven't really read a lot of fear kink where they get off on being afraid. So that was kind of interesting, and to see how that dynamic played out. But again, she was... When she finally tells her friend about all the crazy things that's happening, especially with the other two people in school, the kids of the guy who runs the town, like, her friend like instantly believes her. Like, there's no, oh, you're lying or whatever. Like a friend should. I hate when they're like, oh, your best friend. And then, you know, if I told you a demon was trying to steal my soul, I expect you, Jen, to believe me. Like, I might be crazy, but I expect you to be on my side and not be like, no, that's not it.
Okay. Be like, well, of any of my friends, it would be you. And you probably like it. So do you really need to my help? Or are you just like, you want to tell me the kinky stories behind it?
Exactly. Supportive.
Like, does he have a forked tongue? Because now I need to know.
Right? And is it just his tongue? Does he have a tail? Does it have a mind of its own? All the good things, yes. So I think that's about it. I think it was lacking in the world building. And like another thing, like, if her dad and mom were from that town and they knew what was going to be happening, why the fuck did they let their daughter come back or not warn her? Like, they were aware of the cult and like everything. That's why they left, or at least that's was my assumption.
Were her parents alive still?
Mm-hmm. They were still alive. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that, I think now that you mentioned that, I remember kind of having that saying, because y'all, it's been probably close to 2 years since I've read this book. At least well over a year. Mm-hmm. And I remember having a similar thought of like, okay, if you moved away, why would you allow her to go back? Especially if you know, or maybe they just left because they got bad vibes.
So it...
Or it's not clear.
It's not clear. So the head honcho of the town, when he kidnaps Ray, whenever he does, he mentioned, you know, your dad didn't have the stomach for it, or he wasn't strong enough for this. And that's why it was hinted that that's why they left, because they didn't want to be a part of it. Now, again, it could be open to interpretation, but it's not clear. So that was my assumption of what was happening. So again, so not only is she too stupid to live on her own, her parents are also aware of this and they just don't care.
Yeah. So she lived in like a little house outside of town surrounded by woods, right?
Yeah. It was her family's cabin. They kept it even though they moved. Right.
Okay. All right. It's all coming back to me now. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Yeah. When I read this, I don't remember getting into the story much. I remember it being like, not really enjoying it. And I basically just like skimmed through the spicy scenes, because the spicy scenes were very good.
Yeah. And Leon was very hot. I'm pretty sure I put it down and I almost didn't pick it back up again. But then I was like, this is not going to be on the DNF because of me. took me, so I still did it in like, I want to say like a day or two.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a sit down and devour. It was like I started it and then I set it down and then I looked at it and I'm like, and I looked at it some more and I was like, you know what? Let me look at this tomorrow and then see if I still want to read it. I'm pretty sure I put it off for the longest possible. And then I was just like, you know what? I just want to fucking finish this book so I can move on to the next thing, because I'm not finishing the series.
Yeah.
And then I read it.
The thing that I remember really liking was the fight with the god that Ray had. And then them being Ray and Leon getting revenge on whoever. Like, she was attacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like getting revenge on them and like burning the house down and all of that. And then Juniper and I can't remember her person's name, getting her revenge.
So Juniper is with... Okay, so if I remember correctly in this book, the demons, how they show their mark on another demon or possession is like jewelry and piercings. So the guy, the Leon's demon boyfriend or fuck buddy or whatever, is the one that ends up with Juniper because Juniper did the summoning spell. And then the other couple is the head honcho of the cults. He has a bastard child or a half child, a child that's not of his wife, of somebody, another woman. She's a powerful witch or seer. And so she's the one who ultimately, so it's her. She's the one who took the grimoire and freed Leon, so to speak. And she summoned a demon that his name begins with a C, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Now, I would like to read her book.
Yeah.
I will... what the heck is his name? Now I'm on a mission. Her name was Callum. I was trying to say Callus. Callum and Everly. I would like to read their book. Theirs is the last one because he was fucking crazy. And I loved it when he came up against Leon. He is the psychopath or sociopath that makes all of our hearts flutter. I might read it, and then read, I say very loosely, as I'm probably be skipping a lot, because if book one is anything to indicate, book two and three are going to have a lot of sex scenes, and I just don't care about it. They take up a majority of the book, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, there is such a thing as too much sex, like, agreed, in the ritual. That's going to be my baseline forever.
We're never getting away from that. Like, I was on one of the Facebook groups the other day, or I don't know when, and somebody had posted like all the books that they wanted to read, and they put emojis to like rate them, and on the ritual it had a thumbs down. Like, real, right over the cover. It was funny.
I don't understand how, unless like legitimately they just are reading for the spice and they don't care if that spice isn't like changed up.
That's quite possible. It was very repetitious. I think the only thing in this book that changed was the location. You know, sometimes he might tie her up, sometimes he doesn't, but it was just based on the fear, right? And so there was nothing. Yeah. I did like, though, as we're talking about it, I do remember at one point he becomes like drained and like goes to her and like passes out on the couch.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And then, of course, she takes advantage and tries to bind him. Mm-hmm. And it was crap because she got it from the internet and he had the cat like scrape away the salt. And gets pissed. And I'm like, yeah, I would get pissed too. Like, you just, like, took advantage of him. He came to you. And, like, this is what you did.
Yeah. I remember being pretty pissed with her about that. But then, like, he's just, I feel like you can picture his face half, over half this book. Like doing the face swipe, like, oh my god, this fucking woman, why do I love her? I do, but I don't understand the reasoning.
Yes. Absolutely. You know what? I think the book probably would have been better from his perspective.
Like, because when we get his perspective, it bounces back and forth.
Does it? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it does. Yeah, right. It does. I think I enjoyed it only more from his perspective than I did hers.
Yeah, which would make sense because, you know, you're dealing with someone who's just not very bright. I'm finding that we really...
Sorry. TSTL, too stupid to live.
Oh, okay. That should be a sticker, like hashtag TS2L. You're like, what's that mean?
Coming soon in the Bones of the Story store.
Merch store, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I'm finding that you and I much prefer women who are like intellectual. Like, we do not enjoy damsels in distress.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like so far, I'm trying to think before I put my foot in my mouth. If we're going off of like dark romance, and I'm not counting Bonds in this, I don't feel like any of the women we've read about have been all that bright, except for the woman from The Sinner's Duet. And I cannot remember her name right now. And I'm talking about like the books that we've read for the podcast.
I Butcher and Blackbird.
Oh my gosh. That's a given.
Okay. Okay. Just like Bond is a given. So Sinner's Duet.
Sinner's Duet, Perfect Strangers, Sunshine and the Stalker, even like the Dead Tailors and or the
Dead Soldiers
and Tailors. Yeah, I feel like they're like the women are just, they either go along with things too quickly, or they don't stand up for themselves, or they fall into the same trap they've been like groomed mm-hmm. to be in. We're in the Sinner's Duet. She stands up to him, even though she's pretty sure he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
And like after he leaves her for dead, and she's like, fuck it. You want to be a jerk? Fine. I'll go sleep with this MF-er and you can watch me do it on camera. And then to stand up to him the way she did in the warehouse, and not necessarily like stand up to him, but like challenge him.
Yeah. And then of course, if we're talking about this season, The Bridge Kingdom, Laura, I wouldn't consider Laura a damsel. I would consider her very intellectual.
Who's Laura? Laura?
From Bridge Kingdom. Laura?
Oh, Laura.
Laura.
Oh, yeah. She's freaking smart as a whip.
I got nothing else for this, though. Like, yeah, I feel like it had potential. If I'm bored and, like, I really want to get to Everly's, I might finish it. And by finish it, I mean, like, skip all the sex scene. Well, maybe not like the first one or two, you know, like those are always really good.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, the potential of the storyline gets better as you get towards the end.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. So, and I was really surprised because we, you know, in the dark romance episode, we talked about like our triggers are, and like cults are kind of like a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This cult was stupid. It didn't trigger anything mm-hmm. at all.
Well, but we really don't see any cult. There's not a ton of cult activity
mm-mm.
that you see. I mean, honestly, like the ritual had more cult activity
yes.
than this did.
Agreed. Okay.
All right. So darkness, I would say a 3 or 4.
You're
talking about a demon and a human. You've got... Oh, what are you thinking?
I was thinking they're like a four. Like, even though it's not the main characters, Leon was still attached to the cult and did help to a point. Like, he wasn't allowed to kill the sacrifices because that would have tainted the sacrifice. But, like, they literally killed two people and sacrificed them to a demon.
Yeah.
I would say a 3 or a 4.
I would be okay with a 4 because you're talking about like human and demon relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She ends up giving him her soul mostly. So she, like, one of the reasons is so she can get her revenge.
And because she thought he was dead and it was her way of like honoring him.
Yeah. And then they do like all of the revenge killing on the page in the last couple of chapters. So yeah, I would say a 4.
Yeah, I'll agree with... Fuck, I said agree again. I consent to a 4.
I concede to your 4.
I'm agreeable. Is agreeable the same thing as agreed?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so listener, for those listening, I made a comment on our live for the season 1 wrap-up or Cocktails with Cocktails, something, and... I was like, you know, like the number one thing we do is like, oh, yeah, I agree. Like, we say agree a lot. And so now it's a running joke of who cannot say agree. And I'm losing. Okay. And then so overall, I would probably say a 2.
I was going to say a 3.
I'm thinking because 3 is like, it's okay. I enjoyed it. You should check it out. 2 is, there was nothing really great about it. And I don't know if I would recommend it. I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at the rating again. Let me make sure I got it right. 2 is not bad, but it wasn't appetizing. And 3 is, it's good. I enjoyed it. You should totally check it out. Yeah, I'm saying a 2. So
I don't know. If you want pure smut and you like Leon is hot, the smut is great. So I would say if you're into that, then 3. If you're not, then 2. Like if you want more plot, less smut, it's a 2. If you want more smut, less plot, it's a 3.
That's a great way of what's the way I'm trying to not say the A word. That's a great way to sum it up. Summarize. That was that's gonna
and
be
then
really good.
Spicy. Where would we what peppers are we giving it?
Oh, we totally I totally skipped spicy. That's normally okay. Do darkness, spice, and then overall. Shoot. It's really repetitive. I'm gonna say a 2 or a 3. I mean, there's a lot of sex, obviously.
And it's so pretty kinky. He has a tail that he uses.
Fine, a 3. I mean, he does a lot of shit to her, but I skimmed it because I was bored of all the sex.
So funny.
So, okay. I'm going with 4. Okay, I'm going to go with a 3. Like, I literally, nothing stands out to me in any of it. Like, I know they had sex. I can't tell you. Like, there's no detail that stands out to me at all. Except for, doesn't she give him head in the cemetery or something? That was kind of hot.
I think he, like, pins her after that. He, like, pins her down in the cemetery, like, in the dirt.
Yeah. Sure. I'm going to go with the 3. So, darkness, I'm going to, what did we say for darkness?
4.
4. Spicy, yep. I'm going to say a 3. You're a 4. And overall, I'm going to say a 2 and you're going to say a 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. All right, listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you have read this story, where does the darkness rate with you?
Thank you for joining us on the journey into the shadows of love, where dark romance stories come to life.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Bones of the Story as much as we did. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to us.
And to stay updated on all things dark romance, follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, ideas, or even your own dark romance stories with us. Drop us a line at bonesofthestory@gmail.com.
Remember, our next tantalizing episode is just around the corner, so keep your hearts open and your senses sharp.
Until then, embrace the darkness and let the stories continue to stir your deepest desires.
This is Misty
and Jen
signing off from Bones of the Story.